This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I think that what people need to hear is just the truth.
I'm left hanging my head and asking why.
You do such a disservice when you lie about things like this.
Why would anyone, especially an African-American man, use the symbolism of a noose to make false accusations?
I noticed the rope around my neck and I started screaming.
How could someone look at the hatred and suffering associated with that symbol and see an opportunity to manipulate that symbol to further his own public profile?
They called me. There's no which way you cut it.
Bogus police reports cause real harm.
The fact that we have these fear mongrels.
The accusations within this phony attack received national attention for weeks.
If I had said it was a Muslim or a Mexican or someone black, I feel like the doubters would have supported me a lot much more.
So I'm offended by what's happened, and I'm also angry.
Just remember that mine was reported right away. And look what has happened.
This publicity stunt was a scar that Chicago didn't earn and certainly didn't deserve.
So they get to go free and go about their life and possibly attack someone else?
Smollett attempted to gain attention by sending a false letter that relied on racial, homophobic, and political language.
Do you think there's a link between the letter and the attack? And you did mention it to the police right away.
Absolutely.
About the letter.
When that didn't work, Smollett paid $3,500 to stage this attack and drag Chicago's reputation through the mud in the process.
I will never be the man that this did not happen to. I am forever changed.
And why? The stunt was orchestrated by Smollett because he was dissatisfied with his salary.
If the attackers are never found, how will you be able to heal?
I don't know.
But to put the national spotlight on Chicago for something that is both egregious and untrue is simply shameful.
I still want to believe, with everything that has happened, that there's something called justice.
February 22nd, 2019, I'm Alex Jones, your host, and I'm very honored that you decided to jump through all the hoops and get past the censors to join us. All I ask you is you continue to spread the word about Infowars.com and NewsWars.com and the live feeds, as well as the videos that we chop out of the broadcast and post to Infowars.com. And you never know what's going to happen. I was joking around with Gavin McGinnis last week here in studio about how I liked his open road gray, it's actually called silver belly, open road Stetson that LBJ wore. And so one of the crew bought me one of these things. So I was wearing it around the office yesterday when I got back in and threw it across the room, and it landed right on Owen Schroyer's head. But to Owen's credit, he compensated because I was about a foot off, but actually the hat began to boomerang right on time, so he moved back and it went on his head perfectly. So most of the credit goes to Owen for that incredible landing. I mean, it even hit right side forward. A little bit cockeyed, but I'd still give it a hole-in-one status there. Ladies and gentlemen, let's have a little bit of fun. Let's get serious. I talk about things being Rosetta Stones or windows into things or skeleton keys. Means that they decode a lot for us. They cause the big light bulb to go off above people's heads. And the Smollett case is just absolutely disgusting, but absolutely beautiful at the same time. This is clearly a completely out of his mind, virtue signaling, power tripping scumbag who thinks that we're all stupid, and he projects that onto us. So he pulled off this cartoon caper that's now spectacularly blown up in the establishment's face, who doesn't want you questioning public events and tragedies. And now all their fake hate crimes are on trial, and their attempt to silence you has failed. Yes, Cobra.
At InfoWars, we're always looking for the very best, best-selling, highest-rated products that we can then private label and sell. Well, there is a national company who has FDA approval to sell their wound gel that is the strongest out there, and we private label it, and we sell it for $10 less online than they sell it at CVS and Walgreens. We also have another product also produced by the same company, Immune Gargle. We've been selling a lot of the wound gel and a lot of the Immune Gargle. We're going to go from full price to 40% off on both of these best-selling products right now at InfoWarsLife.com and InfoWarsStore.com. This is a limited-time immune boost special. Get Super Blue, Silver Immune Gargle, and Super Silver Wound Dressing for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, this is a limited-time immune boost special. Get Super Blue, Silver Immune Gargle, and Super Silver Wound Dressing for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
Liberals now are all over the news. They're the newest, biggest group buying guns, saying, "I'm preparing for civil war with the right-wingers." Thank God you just joined us and didn't know it. The Second Amendment is for a tyrannous government.
A sleeping giant that is humanity is rising.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
February 22nd, 2019, on this Friday global broadcast. Feels like a Monday morning to me because I've been on quasi-vacation. That's why this Saturday, this Sunday, it won't just be the Sunday broadcast 4 to 6 p.m. that we've been doing for 11 years. I'll be doing all sorts of special transmissions. Robert Barnes, the amazing lawyer and amazing orator. Never seen anything like the guy. He can, like, just talk about any subject for an hour, just punch the button. He knows everything. He's going to be doing a special broadcast with me tomorrow. Time to be announced on that. Very powerful first podcast I did with Mancal Muller. He didn't release it for about a week. We're going to be premiering that on the broadcast, a special broadcast. You know, I said I haven't listed a time. Let's just list a time right now. Let's say 1 o'clock, 1 p.m. I'm going to come in with Barnes, and then I'm going to also air that podcast. Mancal's going to let me premiere that and a lot more. Wow. Where to start? Tucker Carlson always does a great job. But today we have a double header. Makes me like him even more. Because one of these libtards videotaped him from the studio they were in, you know, via cyberspace, telling the guy to F off and ending the interview. This just shows how real Tucker Carlson is. But the first one I want to get to gets into Smollett. Because Tucker's always an A+. But when he knocks it out of the park and does a 100, we got to air it. And so this is one of those. I'm not going to hear the whole piece. It's up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and NewsWars.com. But he's talking about Jeffrey, or whatever the hell his name is, Jeffrey Dahmer's twin buddy. I don't know why Jeffrey Dahmer pops in mind, but I guess he's raping and zombifying the truth. You know, he's going out there trying to create destruction in the minds of the youth. Jesse Smollett, not Jeffrey Dahmer Smollett. this guy is the gift that just keeps on giving, because the arrogance and the conscious deception and the enjoyment of lying on camera and the absolute relishment that he's engaged in and the doubling down is incredible. And then you've got a fellow kindred spirit in Don Virtue Signaling Lemon, both oppressed millionaires, both perched with their own, you know, TV programs, talking about how horrible America is and how horrible their lives have been. Of course, Lemon goes on to say the only problem was this wasn't scripted right. He got some bad advice. It wasn't executed properly. And even his own leftist co-hosts are just stuttering and stammering and saying, no, it looks like Smollett did something really, really bad. Smollett wasn't doing this to get his pay increased. He was doing it as a giant publicity stunt. The pay increase is a side issue. He was just taking the fantasy land of mainstream corporate entertainment television, it's all race war and whites are the devil and everything else, and projecting it into the real world and engaged in street theater, which he knew that the corporate media would then lap up and regurgitate back onto everyone. Oh, the better part of this is CNN, all the major corporate disinfo channels, they have been running around saying, well, thank God we never got this wrong. It was blogs and the Internet that did. No, it was blogs and the Internet that said it was as phony as a $3 bill, as a plastic banana, as the black glasses that all those CNN hosts wear to make them look smarter. It's theater by people that couldn't get into Hollywood. That's all it is. And it's an intersection of those two. It was CNN. It was MSNBC. It was all the channels virtue signaling about the worst thing on earth had just happened, and it was all true. Out of the gates, let's just believe it, when 99% of the hate crimes are totally fake. But they always get small retraction in the back of the paper or a mention at the 10 o'clock news after a week of a cross was burned, poop swastikas, Jewish cemeteries attacked, on and on and on, breaking, coming up, hate crimes on the rise, and then tiny retraction 99% of the time. Just like 99% of the mass school shooters are on Prozac or a drug like it. Everyone knows they're planning a school shooting. The police always stand down. Same story, over and over, same M.O., over and over and over again. This is societal sickness. But there's Smollett. Hussy Smollett, Jesse Smollett, whatever you call his name, murderer of the truth Smollett, trying to hoax division and race riots in America, just like we find in the documents from 2015 that we broke in January of 2018, 13 months ago. Got no attention because it's so powerful. Documents show Obama was planning martial law in Maryland. Pull it up for folks. And it's pages, pages of secret Antifa documents that a family member got us. We checked the phone numbers. We called. We confirmed Alexander Soros was running it, where they actually go to blue cities where the police are on their team. They have targeted, agreed upon sites with Starbucks and with other companies to let them bash out their windows. You ever wonder why they always bash out the Starbucks, always burn the trash can in front? It's scripted to then get everyone to follow suit to try to, quote, get ethnic communities to riot. They go to black communities to stage riots, hoping they can manipulate blacks into rioting. So Smollett is under criminal investigation right now. I can tell you exclusively, it's up on Infowars.com from federal law enforcement that I've talked to. FBI investigating whether Smollett had accomplices in Chicago who directed the staged attack, including the folks that run Empire and including the Democratic Party and the Chicago machine, namely Barack Hussein Obama, who we already know has captained operations like this. Let's go ahead, though, and go to some of Tucker Carlson last night. Here it is.
Then what's it all for?
Thank you, Jesse.
Thank you, Jesse. Well, before he claimed that white supremacists beat him up on the street, most people had never heard of Jesse Smollett. And after he became a victim, everybody wanted to be his friend. Here's Don Lemon over on CNN bragging about how he texts his new pal Jesse every single day. He's got Jesse's cell number. That's how close they are. Really tight.
My concern is for him.
Right, yeah. Right.
And for his well-being. Every day, I say, I know you think I'm annoying. I can show you a text.
I hit pause. We're going to go to break and come back, but this is the soullessness of Hollywood projected onto CNN. This is Don Lemon, you know, wearing a thermal underwear outfit so that he looks more real. Like, look, I'm real. I'm wearing thermal underwear on TV. And in the HD, you see it's thermal underwear. And then he's like, I just care about you. I know him. He's such a celebrity now. I care about you. How are you doing? I just want to help you. Can you imagine the soulless emptiness of Don Lemon? If you were stuck on a mountaintop, would you want to be with that guy or on a deserted island somewhere? This is incredible. This is amazing. We're going to play it again from the start when we come back because it is the most sickening, sappy, virtue signaling crap I've ever seen. But at least Don hasn't backed off. He's defending Smollett.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Demonized, the most lied about, the most attacked, the most censored broadcast in the world. A lot of good things are happening. The globalist false flags, staged events, that's their whole mindset, making themselves the victims, are being busted everywhere around the world, not just here. The problem is the globalists in any blue city, in any blue state, any blue sector, any left-hand path area, control the police completely. And they'll do almost anything. Patriots owner Bob Kraft charged with soliciting prostitution. Bust on massage parlors in Florida. Axe captured on surveillance video. Unhappy ending. Arrest warrant coming. Meanwhile, they literally let Muslim men chop their daughters' genitals off up to age 12 in the U.S. And the federal court ruled in Michigan last year that the forced drugging of, what, a 7- and 9-year-old being taken to a man who basically used loppers that you use to cut branches on trees to cut their genitals off. That's okay, though. But don't you go to a Jack Shack. You go to that massage parlor, and you let that of-age 25-year-old woman give you a happy ending, you're going to go to jail. If you're the Patriots, you can't win all these Super Bowls. You can't support the president. We're going to get you. And if we find a crooked toenail, you're going under the jail. Let's continue. I'm looking at DrudgeReport.com. Oh, don't worry. It all ties together. New York, the Southern District, has prepared Manafort charges if Trump pardons him. They've also prepared Trump charges. Told you that a few weeks ago. Told you the report was coming on March 1st or thereabouts. Now, CNN's reporting that, which doesn't make me think I'm right. Maybe my source is wrong. Of course, they can change their mind. I told you they'd announce a national emergency before anybody else did, too. House Dems asked for a secret copy of president's taxes. Of course, you know what that means. They'll leak them the second they get them. IRS analysts charged in leak of Cohen bank records. See? Mueller could tell all in court filing. White House legal team embraces for report. Greatest constitutional crisis since the Civil War. And it just goes on from there. I wanted to get back, though, to Smollett. But, you know, we'll just do that next segment. But the stories on InfoWars.com are really, really, really important. Was Jesse Smollett hoax a Democrat operation? That's the report from yesterday where we asked the question. Well, there's no question that it comes out of the ethos of celebrating your victimhood, projecting onto everyone else that they're villains in this whole make-believe fantasy land. So there are no rules for you. All the big studies out of Canada, the U.S., Australia, Europe show about the same numbers, the U.K. You can pull these up. Just type in liberals are more mentally ill than conservatives. Leftists in studies more likely to steal, more likely to virtue signal, more likely to claim they're giving to charity, but what is it, nine times more likely, depending on the study, not to. They don't give to charity, but they're way more often telling you they do. That's right. They are way, way more apt to steal, on average, six times more likely to steal if you identify as a liberal. They're more likely to lie on their entrance exams or on their bar card saying they're a Native American when they're the whitest person walking the face of the earth. Scientists can't believe how white Elizabeth Warren is. But see, that's what I'm getting at here is we all know the truth about these people. They're total frauds, but it's a big report. People need to get this out. Because we're all talking about, well, will he get the boot at the show and what's going to happen? How about him sending a letter, which is clear wire fraud, meant to cause a race war in this country and meant to defame tens of millions of people and say they're all racist and so they deserve to have hate crime attacks against them, which every day I see videos of people getting their heads bloodied, their eyes knocked in, their teeth knocked out, hot coffee dumped on them for wearing Make America Great Again hats. But none of that ever hits the national news. It's all how the poor black man making millions a year was out at 2 in the morning and two guys run up with a rope around his neck and scream this is MAGA country and pour bleach on him and try to beat him up. But he fights them off. He's a hero. Cue the Rocky Balboa music. He's Apollo Creed knocking out the bad guys. And the police show up 40 minutes after he calls him, and he's got the rope around his neck and two symmetrical scars, little tiny scratches on each cheek. I mean, how do you know when a banana's fake? You pick it up, you can't peel it, it's plastic. How do you know when a bill of U.S. denomination's fake? Because we don't have $3 bills. They open the door, and it's $3 bill, man! I'm Plastic Banana! I'm Jussie Smollett! Or snake in a can. You open the can, a snake shoots out. It's not a real snake. How do you know? Well, it's polyester. It isn't a real snake. Well, that's a conspiracy theory. You're not allowed to have your own judgment. Just believe us. You saw him. And by the way, Trevor Noah was given an award for being a great actor. He was horribly fake. Like when your kid gets caught doing something wrong, so they fake cry. My boyfriend said, honey, they're not going to find who did it. They got away with it. Mommy, mommy. That's not real crying. He's out there talking about his dead grandma. All of a sudden, tears come to his eyes. No, it's that same Barack Obama thing where you get the, there's no tears, but you've got the little handkerchief, and you're like,
Mommy, get that thing to me. White people pay.
God. I mean, he looks like a little kid throwing a fit. It's totally fake. We're going to go to break. But here's the big story. It's up on InfoWars.com. It's very, 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 very important that the feds are investigating. We'll see what comes out of it. If he had handlers or people behind him. Report FBI investigating whether Smollett had accomplices in Chicago who directed staged attack. And they're using the ongoing federal investigation that's happening into the wire fraud to get into that. But they've got his telephone. They've got the warrants out. They're getting all the data back. And now they're going to start talking to the folks at Empire, the producers, the directors. Because, hey, you can take this show from being a hit to being a mega hit. Instead of making $5 million an episode, they can make $20, $30 million an episode. And then Mr. Smollett and everybody else gets their raise. And there's the motive. And then they got the nod from the Chicago Machine as well. That's good to divide the people. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
This bar, at its regular price, is a little over $3.
We have it discounted. It's about $2.50 a piece. Comparable bars are between $5 and $7 a piece at Whole Foods. This is high-end. When you get one box, you get it at basically $3. You get it for $2.50 or so when you get it at the current launch discount. This took over a year to get the top manufacturer developer in the country to get it all ready and to have the manufacturing line prepared and to make this. It's available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. And it's simple. You get the highest quality protein bars in two different flavors, and you fund the war against the globalists and the attempt that we're engaged in to take the country back. It's simple. Go shop with the good guys at InfoWarsStore.com and break the back of the globalists and get high-quality super discounts. Or keep shopping with Jeff Bezos and Amazon and keep going to Whole Foods that are actually funding the Washington Post and the globalist attempt to destroy this country. It's that simple. InfoWarsLife.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
All right, I want to to finish up with Smollett. We've got a bunch of big guests today that I haven't even mentioned yet that we're going to get to at the start of the next hour. We have like three or four guests on today that are all extremely informative. But let me finish up with Smollett. You're going to get next week's news here today, ladies and gentlemen, because the feds are criminally investigating Smollett, not just for wire fraud, but for being directed by the show's producers. That doesn't mean they're guilty. Doesn't mean they've done it, but they have evidence trails that lead directly to the Democratic Party and to the producers of the show. Imagine, it's already a hit show. And then the incredible story of the black, gay, Jewish actor got all his bases covered. Maybe he was trans, a little even better. Gets attacked by two horrible thugs, white men, wearing masks, but they're white. You can see their faces. They put a noose on his neck. They try to beat him up. They pour a substance on him. They say, this is MAGA country. This is MAGA country, boy. Get out of here. Paste Picante sauce head. And if you're watching TV, there are the vicious, evil Grand Dragons themselves. Two black guys from Nigeria. And they were there for writing the note, all of it, for the wire fraud. But why did Smollett think he could go on national television? And
the worst part is, he said, Sonny, you're never going to find it, did it?
Worst acting I've ever seen. But it's okay. Trevor Noah defends it and says he deserves a Emmy. It's okay if you lie. It's a good thing if you lie. And Don Lemon says, well, too bad he didn't have good advice. Too bad it didn't go the way it was supposed to. His only failure is that higher ups got him to do it. I think that's what Lemon is telegraphing when he made the statements that shocked everybody. Because if you don't think CNN and the rest of these people stage stuff, well, I got a bridge I'm ready to sell you in Brooklyn. And some oceanfront property in Arizona and a couple other cliches. So the full video of Tucker Carlson going over this is up on Infowars.com, but let's go to it. It's hard not to start and stop it because it's so fake. It's so condescending. It's so disgusting. But really, it's just best you see it for yourself. Here it is.
Then what's it all for?
Thank you, Jesse.
Thank you, Jesse. Well, before he claimed that white supremacists beat him up on the street, most people had never heard of Jesse Smollett. And after he became a victim, everybody wanted to be his friend. Here's Don Lemon over on CNN bragging about how he texts his new pal Jesse every single day. He's got Jesse's cell number. That's how close they are. Really tight.
My concern is for him.
Right. Yeah. Right.
And for his well-being. Every day, I say, I know you think I'm annoying. I can show you a text. I know you think I'm annoying you, but I just want to know that you're doing...
Oh, okay.
That you're okay.
Yeah.
If you need somebody, you can talk to me. Because there's not a lot
not
of us out there.
Yeah. Right. Yep.
Sometimes he responds, sometimes he doesn't. He responds and says, you are not annoying.
You can talk to me. Don Lemon says, because there aren't a lot of us out there. Well, here's the translation. Us means people who've been oppressed in the ways that Jesse Smollett has been oppressed. Lemon is letting you know that he's in that group too. Yes, he's a highly paid news anchor with his own TV show, and yet, like Jesse Smollett, Don Lemon is a holy victim. So there's a mad scramble over who's the victim here. Who is the victim? Well, there is one. What Smollett did was not a victimless crime. There's no such thing as that. An entire group of people did get slandered by this hoax. Regular people from outside the coastal cities. People with the wrong political beliefs and the wrong skin color. Smollett and his many defenders savagely attacked these people and are not apologizing for doing it. Instead, they're telling you, you hear this everywhere, that the real losers here are the authentic victims of hate crimes who won't be believed the next time. Okay, that's fine. But what about the innocent Americans they just poured venom on for 2 weeks because it matched some bigoted stereotype they had about middle America? What about them? There's no mention of them. Don Lemon would very much like to keep up those attacks on those people. Attacking them allows him to feel oppressed. That is why when Smollett was finally caught, Lemon reacted in a very puzzling way. He didn't seem especially concerned that his buddy had lied to further divide the country, to hurt America, which he did. No! That wasn't the real problem. The real problem, according to Don Lemon, is that Smollett's arrest might discredit the cult of victimhood.
This is playing out every single moment
yeah.
in cable news.
Sean Hannity is going to eat Jussie Smollett's lunch every single second. Tucker Carlson is going to eat Jussie Smollett's lunch every single second.
Yeah, because when you tell the truth about a hate hoax, you're the real hater. What's the cost of this attitude so floridly on display to our society? What does it do to us? Well, think of it this way. What would happen to your kids if you woke them up every morning by telling them that they were victims? No matter how hard they worked, people would always hate them just for who they are. What if you did that? Would that be good parenting? Would it make your kids stronger, happier, more successful? No, it wouldn't. And good parents would never do that. Good parents tell their
kids that you're an individual and you can do anything you want as long as you're determined and focused and work hard enough. But if you look at the weird spirit that's on these Hollywood people, black, white, doesn't matter. It's a creepy Arrested Development. Like they're in junior high. They always wear a vest with lots of little buttons all over it of all the groups they affiliate with and who they are. And then you're the bad guy, see? So they have to be an authority because you're the oppressor, you're the bad guy, and they're the jail warden. Yeah, let's play some of these clips of so-called celebrities saying, how dare you question Jussie Smollett? This is a week ago they were still saying, you don't question Jussie Smollett. And that's why there needs to be a bigger criminal investigation, which there is. There needs to be a bigger criminal investigation because this is premeditated, and you know it is. And Jussie Smollett won't even admit he staged it yet, so what's he get? A slap on the wrist. And they say he did it for money. He did it for fame and power and to oppress whole groups that voted for somebody he didn't like. They did it to dominate and to frame America as bad while he gets fat off the tit of America. We've got a bunch of these compilations of Hollywood and the media saying, don't question Smollett, worshiping Smollett. So play whichever one you guys want. Here it is.
We've got some breaking news. Actor and musician Jussie Smollett from the hit show Empire was attacked and beaten early this morning in Chicago.
Police are looking for two potential persons of interest in a possible hate crime against actor Jussie Smollett.
His attackers hurled racial and homophobic slurs.
Two people yelled racist and homophobic slurs.
Racial and homophobic slurs.
Not only homophobia, we're talking about racism. We're talking about hate with steroids.
The offenders uttered, this is MAGA country.
He said, this MAGA country punches me right in the face.
They are looking for two suspects who were apparently wearing Make America Great Again hats.
I'm disgusted by people who wear hats that say MAGA. Make America Great Again?
I don't like that it's being put out there in the media that this is a possible hate crime.
Right.
I think that even sows a seed that makes people feel well, is he making this up?
The media has really cast so much doubt on his story, which I find so personally offensive, that a gay black man is targeted and then suddenly he becomes the victim of people's disbelief.
Yeah. We have a media that's saying it's a debate whether or not what just happened to Jussie Smollett is a hate crime. It's absurd.
Coming from the President of the United States, he's dog whistling every day.
Senator Cory Booker said the vicious attack on actor Jussie was an attempted modern-day lynching.
Kamala Harris calling the attack an attempted modern-day lynching.
If his claims turn out to be a complete hoax, it would just be...
All right, folks, we'll be right back. I'm going to move into some other big issues here, but this is really blown up in their face. It's totally American. The question for the First Amendment's all about.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I treat a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. I'm here live. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Don't forget, the David Knight Show, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. comes on right before I do. Right here at Infowars.com/show. On radio and TV stations across the country. And the War Room with our own Owen Schroyer hosting. And then his co-host, who's been gagged, Roger Stone. Haven't even gotten to that point yet. We have the inside baseball on what happened inside the courtroom yesterday, where yours truly was brought up quite a bit. But we're going to have one of Roger's confederates, one of his writers, joining us, popping in later in between all these other guests. But let me bring up something here about the whole Jussie Smollett situation. While we're all busy fighting with each other over what color we are, or where we came from, or what religion we are, while we throw the free market and Constitution and Bill of Rights out the door, out the window, flush it down the toilet, throw it in the garbage can, social engineers are dividing and conquering us. And, of course, I'm putting out a completely known statement. People are like, yeah, tell us something we don't know. But while we're fighting with each other over stuff that really doesn't matter, it's important to expose it or they'll keep doing it. So the fact that they're using it to divide and conquer does matter. But in the final equation, it shouldn't matter. It shouldn't be an issue. We were going to progress according to ideas and what we stand for and what we develop and what we build. That's how a world gets better, is that we all support and promote what is better. And we have to have a real debate about what that is and then vote with our dollars, vote with our feet, vote with our actions, and that's what builds a better world. The problem is that the technocrats, robber barons, in the last 150 years decided to have the end of history and the final revolution, but use both terms, and to build a world that made humans obsolete, that first domesticated us, then controlled us, then reduced our attention span, then reduced our fertility, and finally implants, cancer viruses in the vaccines that are time delayed to give you a good case of viral cancer when you retire. And that's in the literature, that's in the facts. But don't worry, we have NBC News out. Vaccine misinformation, InfoWars. Researchers wary of Facebook embracing of groups. So any groups that aren't Alex Jones but mention InfoWars, why, even use that evil word, you'll be taken down. You'll be banned. NBC News, and they've got all the usual suspects, the professors and the analysts, they're all there about how dangerous Jones is and his disinfo on vaccines. And they don't give any examples. There's a multi-billion dollar secret vaccine damage fund run by Rod Rosenstein's sister that makes everybody sign away their rights and sign NDAAs about their kids dying or being brain damaged from vaccines. It's a fact that it's going on. It's a fact that everybody knows they've had bad reactions to vaccines. It's a fact that it's on the vaccine inserts. They can kill you dead or to hammer or give you all these different disorders or give you the shingles you're taking a shot to get away from or give you the flu. And they're saying, we don't like these moms and these dads talking about what happened to them or even showing medical reports or doctors admitting it. And so once we've demonized Alex Jones, we're then going to expand out to everybody else and just say, you once said InfoWars. You once said Alex Jones. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, we've shown you five witnesses. They're in the year 21. This woman talked about Alex Jones at a grocery store to her neighbor, and she's now sentenced to prison. She's now sentenced from the year 2021, 5 years ago, witnessed, verbally speaking, the verboten one who will not be named. Remember Wired magazine? I'm red, white, and blue, and black hands are grabbing me out of the dark and pulling me in. I'm being disappeared. I'm being digitally murdered. And I would guess that the artist either subconsciously or consciously doesn't like what's happening, but to get paid. So a lot of people tell me they do this. They write almost satirical articles against me because they're ordered to do it. And they're told to give anti-Alex Jones pledges. Well, we're going to give you your third Discovery Channel show. Your other shows have been big hits. But you must go on the new episode and speak out against Alex Jones and say he's bad. So they say go fly a kite, go jump in the lake. Go to hell, I will go to Texas. But imagine the iconography. Let's show it again. In fact, let's put it big screen behind me for TV viewers. I'm red, white, and blue, and the black hands are grabbing me, pulling me into the darkness, down to that black lake of tyranny where freedom dies, the Washington Post talks so much about. There's your subliminal. Ah, the black hand dragging you into the La Brea tar pits forever, only to be studied by future civilizations. That's the message. Shut your mouth. That message isn't to me. It's a message to the readers. Shut your mouth, America, or a big black hand's going to reach up out of the swamp, and it's going to drag you kicking and screaming down to the bottom with the crocodiles and the alligators and the big eels. So maybe it wasn't a subversive artist. No, I don't think so. It was a message. America, shut up. You're going down. And nothing's going to stop that now. World government's here. And America's head's going to be mounted on that wall. That's period. That's end of discussion. That's the reality. So, some of the other news I have here, we'll get to next hour. The Communist Chinese World Social Score is already being used in Venezuela. Surprise, surprise. And it's already here. And that's what this all is introducing you to where you don't buy or sell unless you're a good little globalist. That's all coming up next hour. Oh, and don't worry. You go to those drive-thru now. You wonder why for the first time ever the attendants get your order right the first time? It sounds like a human. It's not. It's AI. And again, everything's designed for a world without humans. That's the globalist leap. That's the world they're building. So it's all coming up next hour. Briefly here, as you know, I cannot stress enough, because this is like a long war. In fact, it's not like a long war. It is a long war. And so as the war gets more intense, we're here pointing out that you are what makes the InfoWar possible. We've held out a long time thanks to you. Thanks to your stamina, your support. And they think by demonizing InfoWars everywhere, you'll be afraid to talk about it. I would use the fact we've been so demonized as an incentive to say, hey, you probably heard of InfoWars and Alex Jones. Well, why don't you go find out why the media is so mad and why he's so demonized and what it is he's really covering? You know, I went to a Caribbean peninsula for 4 days with my wife and children and just to get some sun. And my wife is going up the elevator. After she went down to the front desk to change rooms when we checked in, because they gave us, we wanted adjoining rooms, but that part doesn't matter. She goes down there, and she's coming back up, and there's women on the elevator with a man, and they're like, yes, I can't believe he's in the hotel. Ugh. And the other woman goes, isn't he in prison? And the husband goes, no, 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 that's the other one. Talking about Roger Stone. And my wife didn't say anything to him, but these people literally think I need to go to prison. They're authoritarians. And they get real mad when they see me with all my kids, too. It's like, I supposedly lost my kids. I have my kids 90% of the time. So, see, they want the left to have these victories where they think, oh, we got that bad guy. Or, oh, he's off the air. But it shows what they desire. Because if they already believe I'm in prison in a simulation, they will love the real thing. These are dangerous people. People like Smollett and others. So listen, when you buy the products, you make it all possible, but it's such a simple equation. You get your protein bars. Ours are high-end, $5, $6, $7 at Whole Foods, similar bars. Ours are $3 regular price, $2.40 right now, discounted. You get two boxes, even discounted more, and two great flavors, amazing high quality. Get your toothpaste from us, fluoride-free, colloidal silver iodine, fortified. Get your tube of toothpaste with us. Sign up for AutoShip every month, every 2 months, every 3 months. You can cancel any time, one click. You get 10% off on the next order. That way you just get it to your door. You know you put in your support, your tithe to the truth. And you get your Bank of America coffee. Sign up every month for that. You can do it every 15 days if you want. It's got little default settings. You can just know that you're getting great products and funding the InfoWar by getting your toothpaste with us, by getting your high-quality bone broth with us, by getting your protein bars with us, by getting your fish oil with us, by getting your turmeric with us. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. There's a subpage for the supplements, or 888-253-3139. The fight continues on. Straight ahead. Stay with us.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.